Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the 71st National Film Awards for the year 2023 at a function in New Delhi. The awards were given in various categories to celebrate excellence in filmmaking, storytelling, and acting. On the occasion, legendary Malayalam actor, director, and producer Mohanlal was honored with the Dada Saheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema. The Best Feature Film Award was given to 12 Fail, while the Best Hindi Feature Film Award was presented to Kathal, a Jackfruit Mystery. Actor Shah Rukh Khan for his film Jawan, while actor Vikrant Massey for 12th Fail were honored in the Best Actor category. The Best Actress Award was given to Rani Mukherjee for her performance in the film Mrs. Chatterjee vs. Norway. Sudipto Sen's The Kerala Story has been conferred with the Best Direction Award, and Hindi film Rocky or Rani Ki Prem Kahani was given the award for Best Popular Film Providing Wholesome Entertainment. Addressing the gathering after presenting the awards, President Murmu expressed her happiness over women-centric films that are being made in the film industry and are receiving awards. She congratulated actor Mohanlal on receiving the Dada Saheb Phalke Award.
Mohanlal ji ko Dada Saheb Phalke Puraskar se sanmanit kiye jane par main unhe bahut bahut badhai deti hu. Unhone komal se komaltam aur kothor se kothortam bhavon ko sahajata se prastut kiya hai. और द कंप्लीट एक्टर की उनकी छवि बनी है. मुझे ये जानकर सुखद आश्चर्य हुआ है कि उन्होंने महाभारत के चरित्र कर्ण पर आधारित एक लंबे संस्कृत नाटक कर्ण भारम में कर्ण भूमिका निभाई है. एक तरफ उनकी वानप्रथम प्रस्थम जैसी गंभीर फिल्म है तो दूसरी तरफ अनेक अत्यंत लोकप्रिय फिल्में हैं.
आयुष्मान भारत, द प्रधान मंत्री जन आरोग्य योजना, completes 7 years today. Launched in September 2018 from Jharkhand's Ranchi, it is the world's largest government-funded health assurance scheme. The scheme has transformed public health care in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, has said that India is witnessing a revolution in public health care due to Ayushman Bharat. In West Bengal, Kolkata and surrounding areas were hit by severe waterlogging after overnight rains, leaving 9 people dead due to electrocution. Movement of metro services and several express and mail trains have been affected. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee announced a 2-day holiday from tomorrow for government and aided schools, except in hilly regions. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav announced that for the convenience of passengers, 12,000 special trains will be operated during Diwali and Chhath festivals. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnav said that these special trains will run between 1st of October and 15th of November. The minister also said that 10,000 trains have been notified and 150 fully unreserved trains will be kept ready for rapid deployment in the last minutes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 4-day World Food India on Thursday at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The 4th edition of World Food India aims to promote investments in the diverse food processing sector as well as introduce India's rich food culture to the world. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Minister of Food Processing Industries Chirag Paswan said that World Food India is not merely a trade show, but a transformative platform to position India as a global hub for food innovation, investment and sustainability. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today bowed to national poet Ramdhari Singh Dinkar on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Dinkar's poems have instilled profound sentiments of patriotism in the people of Bihar as well as of the entire nation. And in Asia Cup T20 cricket, Pakistan will face Sri Lanka in the Super 4 stage clash in Abu Dhabi this evening at 8 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.